Well, I just want to talk to you tonight about a subject. It may be strange, but how God renews our strength when we're tired. How God renews our strength when we're tired. We all get tired. Oh, you don't? You're different from me then. Sometimes we just don't get tired physically, but we emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, if we're not careful spiritually, we'll get tired. You know, there are some days when our best efforts just fall short. We have heavy hearts. We feel like we have nothing left. But I got news, good news for you. God is not limited by our weaknesses. In fact, He delights in renewing our strength. Isaiah 40:29, He gives power to the weak, strength to the powerless. Even the youth will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find strength and will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. You know, I'm reading out of the NLT, and y'all notice that sometimes I'll read New King James, sometimes NLT, sometimes NIV. And the reason I do that, I check it and see, but in the other translation, it's a little more, speaks a little more to us with our way we talk. But you always need to check and make sure that it's lining up with the one of the original translations. Now, let's look at this a little deeper, how God renews our strength when we're tired. Number one, God reminds us we're not alone. You know, often when you get tired and down physically, mentally, and even spiritually, we just feel like we're alone. We don't feel like anybody's with us. We don't feel like we got anything left. Sometimes we have to believe that we got to carry everything. And we say, you know, you have to be strong. But listen, and you'll hear God say, you don't have to be alone. You don't have to be strong. Matthew 11:28 says, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. You know, I notice this is interesting. He doesn't say work harder. He doesn't say fix yourself. He just says come to me. In your exhaustion, in your confusion, in your weakness, He is there to give you rest. Now, as we begin to look at this, we have to realize that we sometimes put our own self in a position that causes our tiredness because we don't do things that we need to do to have rest. He says, come unto me and I'll give you rest. But you know what? A lot of people come, but then they never accept His rest. They get up and walk away and carry the burden with them instead of leaving it there. You know, now let's look at this in number two. God's strength is made perfect in our surrender. God's strength is made perfect. Sometimes when we're feeling weak and tired, we push harder. We pretend that everything is fine. We have to feel like we have to keep up the appearances. But God doesn't ask us to mask our weaknesses. You know, so many times I will get to somebody and I'm talking to them and I say, well, why? I say to them, they have a condition. Why didn't you let me know about it? Oh, I was afraid you'd think I was weak in faith. Well, you know what? There's sometimes that we need those around us that can shore us up and help us. We don't have to pretend we're fine just to keep up the appearances. Come on now. Anybody getting anything out of this? You know, we don't seem to lean on God's strength to fill us when we're strong. It's when we're honest enough to admit that we are weak and tired and we surrender to Him. We talk about this and others, we always surrender to God. I surrender all. You know, sometimes when people sing that song, I wonder if they're just saying words. Do they surrender it all? Come on now. They sang the song, I Surrender All. Any of you ever sang that song? Yeah. But then we sometimes walk out the door with our burdens, and He said, bring your burdens to me and leave them there. Hello. Actually, in the kingdom of God, surrender is not defeat. Surrender is victory. You know, it's only when we release our grip on our own selves, trying to do everything in our own strength, with our own power, it's only when we release that that we can receive the strength that God gives. Because you're not relying on Him, you're trying to do it yourself. Now that's a little easier to say that than it is to do it sometimes, because it's hard sometimes to let go, because you can't see anything happening, you can't feel anything happening, but yet you've got to just relax and say, okay, God, I surrender, it's yours. And then believe that He's going to take care of it, and don't try to figure it out how He's going to do it. You know, that's one thing that I see people do. They say, okay, I'm believing God, and then they start trying to figure out how He's going to do it. Just leave it there, leave it alone, let Him take care of it, and enjoy the benefits. You know, when we fully surrender, we stop trying to fix it ourselves. When we fully surrender is when we allow God's Spirit to begin to strengthen us and work freely in us. One thing that you can find out and realize is that God's strength is not added to ours. God's strength comes to lift us up, not add to your strength. His strength comes. You know, you can have, you know, a power cord plugged in to one of these outlets up here. It can be a really nice power cord, really great. But you know what? Unless that power cord is plugged into the source, it's useless. Hello? It has to stay connected to the source to have power, because it has no power on its own. In that same way, we need to surrender to God our power source and stay hooked there. Our weakness, when fully surrendered, I want to say that becomes a doorway for the supernatural strength to flow through you. Come on now. You know, sometimes the more we admit that we need to surrender to God, the stronger He becomes. See, He made us free to choose. And we can do it on and try to do it in our own strength when He's standing there waiting, wanting to help us, but He doesn't do it until we step out of the way and say, okay, come on. You ever notice, and maybe you have even done this, it isn't until after everything you've tried, everything you've done, that you finally get on your face and say, God, I need help. It seems like you people have to come to the point that I can't do it, so maybe God can. Yeah, He can, and He will, and He would have already been doing it if you would have just surrendered and backed off and let Him do it. Come on now. You know, I think the weaker we admit that we are in what we do, the stronger that God provides Himself. Let's look at Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Do not fear, I am with you. That's in any situation, in any problem, in any sickness, in any financial this thing that you're in, it me anything that you're in, do not fear. I am with you. I am your God. I will uphold you. That's why I say every day, all of the time. In fact, I usually say it when I pray over my meals. I thank God for the food and to give me health and healing. And no weapon formed against me will prosper. See, that's opening the door for Him to come in and take over. Because I'm saying, hey, this is what the Word says, so this is where I am. And that's what I believe. I claim the 91st Psalm all the time. I believe what the 91st Psalm says. No harm shall come near me. And today, and last evening, they were talking about tornado watches, and then tornado warning, and then the watch first and warning. And they were talking about them being down around Pittsburgh County and down there. That's right down where the ranch is. Anybody ever been down to the Raymond Ranch? If you hadn't, it's a nice place. And I began to claim, I claimed the 91st Psalm over the Raymond Ranch and all the buildings and all the people that are there. I claim complete protection for them. You see, that's what it means when we say, when we says, I am your God. I will strengthen you. I'll uphold you. We need to realize that the more we surrender to Him, the more His promises begin to become effect in our life. You know, somebody said, there used to be old saying, you know, they said, well, let George do it. That'd just be, you know, as this old saying. I don't know. We had it down in Texas. I don't know whether anybody's ever heard that before beside me. I guess I'm the only one ever heard that. Oh, I got one right there. Yeah. Well, he's a little older than I am, so so I guess we come out of the same era, okay? But, you know, So many times we're trying to do it ourselves, and God's sitting there waiting for you to surrender to Him completely. Look at what Psalm says in Psalm 73:26. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. You know, if you read these scriptures, you see God's not asking you to push through anything. He's asking you to surrender and plug into His power. Our surrender opens the floodgates of His strength. You know, I've said it before, but the more we surrender to Him, the stronger God becomes in our lives. Now, let's look at number three. God renews our strength through His Word. You know, the Word of God is not just some ancient book or text, as some people would say. It is living, active, and life-giving. It's just not something that's been handed down from age to age, generation to generation. It is the living Word of God. When we're tired, the Word of God speaks to our souls. Psalm 119:28. My soul melts from heaviness. Strengthen me according to Your Word. Strengthen me according to Your Word. Let me say this, like this. The more immersed that we become in the Word, the more God's promises and strength and power can come into our life where it's needed. You know, sometimes we just, you ever just feel drained? Anybody ever been there besides me? You know what? When you start feeling that way, and if you're not careful, it'll go get you, you start feeling worse and more down and feeling more down. You need to just stop and say, look, I'm a child of God. I'm loved. I'm chosen. I'm being cared for. What do I have to, why am I in this, why am I thinking this way when the Word of God is here for me? The Word will realign your vision so that you take your eyes off of the problems and on to God's greatness. Now, number four, let's look at this. God gives us strength for each day, not for a lifetime all at once. You know, sometimes we want strength to cover tomorrow, today, tomorrow, next week, next year. You ever notice God doesn't work that way? He's teaching. He wants us to understand our dependence upon Him. Daily strength. Daily. You go for it. Lamentations 3:22. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercy never ceases. Great is His faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. Every morning, there's a new supply. Strength, power, grace, direction, whatever. Every day, there is a new infusion of grace. You know, it's with God, it's daily. You know, God actually does not give us or show us things ahead of time, because then we are not living by faith. We're living by what we've seen. although it come from God. He wants us to trust him each day to get up. That's why you would get up and say, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, because that infuses you with that daily portion. He has a daily portion every day. And you know what? It never runs out. It's always there for you to draw on daily. Now, let me get to the last point, and I'm finishing a little early, so I'm took a page from Craig last week. God renews us through rest. Now that sounds silly. Well, rest. How can he renew you through rest? Did you ever read in Genesis that he worked 6 days and then he rested? But we stubbornly push through, keep going without stopping for a rest. Rest, I believe, true rest is a way of trusting God. Now let's look at something. Psalms 23, we all know it. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And we read that. Oh, that's nice. That's really nice, isn't it? Now, wait a minute. I think maybe God is trying to say something to us here. Slow down. Be quiet. You know, I believe he understands that if he can get us quiet, then we'll be able to hear that quiet voice on the inside that's giving us answers and direction. Years ago, when the kids were still in high school, we would go out to, actually it's before the church ever started, we would go out to Little Sahara out here on the other side of Enid out there. It's about 1,300 acres of sand dunes out there, and we'd go riding our four-wheelers there and had the motor home and stuff. And you know, Lynette was fixing dinner. We'd all been riding all day, and I just got on my bike and I rode up on the top of a sand dune, just sat there and throw my legs up over the handlebars and laid back on the seat and was just laying there looking up in the sky, not really thinking about nothing, just got really quiet, you know. And all of a sudden, inside of me, I had the answers for some things that we had been dealing with here at the ministry. And that taught me something that I knew, but that I wasn't practicing. You need sometime to quit pushing, trying to get the answer. Just relax and get quiet. Because when your mind is going and everything's going, you can't hear that voice. You got to get quiet to listen, to hear that voice. The devil comes in storming and stomping and yelling and screaming. The Holy Spirit comes in quiet. You know, so when you're tired, bone tired, heart tired, soul tired, just remember, you're not alone. God's strength is available to you. His word revives you. His mercy is there every morning. His rest is a gift to you. When you can't feel, when you feel like you can't take another step, you're in a perfect position for God to lift you up so that you can soar like on wings like eagles and run and not grow weary and walk and not faint. Just trust Him. Lean on Him. Let Him renew your strength every day. Remember, you're not alone. Your strength is, His strength is available to you. It's on the screen there. His word revives your soul. His mercies are fresh every morning. Rest is a gift, not a weakness. Heavenly Father, I just reminded these people for a few moments about some natural things and some spiritual things that we can do to keep your strength and not grow tired and weary. Pray that each one receives something from today and from tonight's message. In Christ's name, amen. Praise the Lord. I trust you got something from this tonight. I see two hands. Praise the Lord. At least I helped two people. Everybody stand, please. Listen, if you happen to be in here tonight and you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, we want you to know Him so that what we were talking about can become a part of your life. If you know what it is to walk with Him, but you've turned your back and walked away and you need to come back and rededicate your life, the ladies are here, the men are here. If you would come down and see them, they'll pray with you and you won't leave here like you came, in Jesus' name. If you need prayer for any reason whatsoever, come down here and they'll pray with you about your situation. Amen. Hey, Sunday morning right here at the 4th of May. We're already into May. Man, this year's going fast. May 4th is International Rhema Day. So come prepared. And then that night, Sunday night, May 4th, we're going to celebrate Miss Lynette's 50th birthday again. Her kids told her the other day, well, Denise, I heard her telling, and Craig has told her this too, but I heard Denise say this to her, that, Mom, you need to up your age a little bit, because now Craig and I are both older than you are. But Miss Lynette, Pastor Lynette, she says that age is just a number, so whatever number you like the best, just pick that number and stay there. That's what she's done for a few years now. But that's going to be a great celebration. Hey, if you need prayer, come to the front now. God bless you. Remember, God, it will renew your strength daily if you will search Him. God bless. We'll see you Sunday.